Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Got a big show lined up for you today that our great producers have lined up. Good old Paul Hartman, Jaron Neihardt, Rob Dew, and the rest of the crew here. We've got Representative Jim Guest in Missouri coming on. He was on the committee with the hearings on the MIAC report and the DHS reports listing Ron Paul as basically and his supporters as being terrorists. Supporters of the Libertarian Party as being terrorist, anti-abortion groups as being terrorist, and how that dovetails in with this larger police state that's being set up. Representative Guest joins us coming up in the next hour. Then a writer for a newspaper who also attended the meetings will be joining us. Then we have Max Keiser on the economy, the police state, and a whole host of other issues. Max Keiser, syndicated radio host, television host, filmmaker, market analyst, stock market system inventor. And then Wayne Madsen. I'm really looking forward to that interview. He's got reports that the makers of the swine flu shot won't even take it themselves, and the doctors and others are refusing to take it. So we're going to break that down with some other breaking news. He's been in the CIA archives the last week or so and says he has some breaking news for us. Served up on the information warfare hot plate coming up in the last hour with Wayne Madsen, the Wayne Madsen Report, formerly with the National Security Agency and other secretive federal agencies, and a top security writer for major publications. He will be joining us coming up today. So Jim Guest, Max Keiser, Wayne Madsen, all coming up today. Ladies and gentlemen, there's just so much going on, so much happening. I have huge stacks of important news we'll cover after the break. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Just a heads up for the radio listeners, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, this show goes hybrid into a television/radio show in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Psychology Today interviewed me a few months ago. And the guy said, oh, no, it's not a hit piece. We just want to, you know, talk about you and the phenomenon of your show. And then immediately I knew it was a hit piece, so I knew it would be published, which was good. I can always tell when a big reporter is interviewing me and it's not a hit piece, I tell them this is not going to be published. You know that, right? Just happened with the Wall Street Journal and Sarah McBride. And she's called us and sent us emails and said, you were right. Wasn't a hit piece. It wasn't really even on my side. It was just wasn't a distortion. This is a distortion, and I love it. This is really good. It's because the enemy's showing their hand. It's kind of like when Media Matters came out last weekend and said that I'm a complete liar. There is no bill for national compulsory service. The president never said it. Rahm Emanuel never said it. I am a liar. And then we can read what they said here on air and then play the clips. I mean, this is fabulous. Fabulous. Because they're still playing the game that Edward Bernays, you know, who wrote the book, the modern book on psychology, playing games, manipulating, lying to people for the ruling class, using it, weaponized psychology against the people. And he bragged how they had feminists go out and smoke cigarettes in front of newspaper photographers in the 20s and 30s to get women to smoke. And he brags how they helped to break up the family. I mean, he wrote books about it so that we can have a big mega state. And he brags about how psychology is used as a weapon against the people. It's real funny to them. But see, this isn't 1930 or 1950 or 1960. People now know about your crap. And so I've never seen such a distortion. I was on Mancal Muller's radio show this morning, and he was bringing up the article. I hadn't read it, so I ran into the office and scanned over it. We're going to read it live on air. Not because it's about me. We don't read most of the articles that talk about myself. We're going to read it because it goes into the mind of this priest class who are desperate to keep people in their controlled false paradigm and say it's mental illness to question tyranny.
¶¶ wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's good to have national television, Psychology Today, the George Soros army of establishment foundation-funded websites. It's good to have them attacking me. Paul Watson is writing, I guess he's already read it and is already on it, is writing a debunking of the Psychology Today piece. This magazine is sent out to millions of psychologists, psychiatrists, healthcare workers. And we saw in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, that is history, that they used psychiatry as a tool of oppression. And it's also been used here. They would say you were mentally ill and take you and sterilize you under eugenics laws. And I would, on the phone with this Psychology Today guy, I would attempt to say, okay, I'm on a computer, I just Googled this, I want you to search engine this. And he said, I don't know about psychology being used in Nazi Germany or Russia to oppress or communist China today. I don't know about the famous doctors that would do public ice pickings where they would jab an ice pick under somebody's eye and stab it a couple times into the brain. And I pulled up mainstream news about it, who invented lobotomies. And he just said, it's not true. And I would say, well, here's an article calling for world government in the Financial Times of London. Here's one in Newsweek, and it says, and he would say, he would just get quiet and say, so you believe there's a world government? You believe they're out to get you? And I said, no, sir, this is a world empire set up by private corporations, and he just didn't care. And they have scores of new psychological designations. I know Watson's listening right now. Watson, you might show a few examples of those. Where they're saying, if you think there's a corrupt government, you think there's a tyranny, you're mentally ill. And so I'm going to go over this today, and then the Associated Press, Reuters, we're going to go over these coming up, are all reporting that they are going to have mass quarantines, lockdowns of cities, forced inoculations, police quarantining people in their homes. And what's going to happen is, this is how the psychology works, if we're able to back them off from doing this, because they're openly announcing on CNN, Fox, we played the clips here, they will go on the news and they will say, there was a hoax put out by the anti-vaccine people that all this was going to happen, but it didn't happen. And then people are further conditioned to just accept all of this. So it is the establishment on record. Now, here's WorldNet Daily. Here's just the top of the stack on this. Cops jump on swine flu power. Shots heard around the world. Pandemic bill allows health authorities to enter homes detained without warrant. Now, they just passed a bill in the state legislature of Texas to set up checkpoints and take blood without a warrant. Now, see, first, 4 years ago, the Fed started paying states, they do it right here where I live in Austin, to take blood with rubber stamp warrants. It's just a fake rubber stamp general warrant. They have these RVs out there on the side of the highway at night, generally at night, and they take your blood. Now, that's federal. I first saw this in Arizona and Colorado in 1999, and I would read these articles on air out of the Denver Post, out of the Tucson Star, and people didn't believe it. That was back before most people weren't on the Internet yet or didn't know how to search things or go look at them. So I'd be on the air reading this, and my listeners would call in and say, we don't believe you. Well, now you can just Google police to take blood without warrant, and you'll watch KVUE Austin. All the major Texas stations are announcing it. It's all over the country. I played one last week. It's kind of like I tell people 12 years ago, they're taking blood at birth from every baby under international law and putting it in a UN human genome database for bioweapons production and other things. That whole National Geographic genome project with the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab and IBM is the real reason is to develop race-specific bioweapons. We have the evidence of that. I mean, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to try to deal with the stress of all of this. I'm going to try to deal with the incredible pressure of being the main focal point of resistance to this, because I never said I was up to the challenge, and but I'm just going to have to be. And all of us are. We're going to have to work with what God gave us. But all of us, each and every one of you, have to be leaders in this fight and have to get out and speak out and be bold, because tyranny is just coming in like a flood on us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. A pandemic response bill currently making its way through the Massachusetts state legislature would allow authorities to forcibly quarantine citizens in the event of a health emergency, compel health workers to vaccine citizens, authorize forceful entry into private dwellings, and the destruction of citizens' property, and impose fines on citizens for noncompliance. If citizens refuse to comply with isolation and quarantine orders in the event of a health emergency, they may be in prison for up to 30 days or fined $1,000 per day that the violation continues. Now, I mean, I'm glad WorldNet Daily wrote this story, but this is nothing. I mean, this is only the states trying to comply with the executive order signed by Bush, continued by Obama, that we've covered here. This is United Nations Level 6 Pandemic International Agreements. So everybody keeps questioning, will there be quarantines? Will there be forced roundups? Will there be forced inoculations? That depends on how many people die from this flu and how much the media hypes it. If 36,500 people die, that's what die every year, just under 37,000 from the regular flu, and they're acting like it's the end of the world with a couple hundred dead in the U.S. I don't know, they're now saying it's 500. And they've got news reports about quarantines already all over the U.S., and they do it in areas where the government's in control. Oh, one person gets sick, shut down the school. Lock kids up in the college dormitories if one person has it. Oh, you look sick on an airplane, we're going to drag you off and lock you up. It's all just beta testing to train you to accept all this. All of this is going on, all of this is happening, and then meanwhile, Psychology Today is writing giant hit pieces on me. And when Poplawski kills three cops because his mother, he throws a fit and his mother's trying to throw him out with his pit bulls urinating all over the floor, within 2 hours of him being arrested, they go into his thousands of internet visits and they say he killed him because of me, and then it turns out the guy was actually attacking me all over the internet. Why is the Southern Poverty Law Center thinking about me? The first thing in their mind is me. Well, because we write articles and expose and post the government documents where they were involved with McVeigh. If anything happens to me, you need to look into the Southern Poverty Law Center. What did Morris Dees, and we've got an article up there today about this, his quote to the media when they asked him, well, why did you have informants running Ellingham City? Why are you in these FBI documents with McVeigh? And he told the media, and he said, if you knew, I'd have to kill you. And he wasn't joking. Why is the George Soros operation going after me now? I need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just tell you that right now. Because they know that we know exactly what they're doing. Now, Psychology Today is basically a drug ad for Prozac and other psychotropic and other antipsychotic medications. The antipsychotics, of course, being a whole other class. And you go to their website, it's an ad for them. And you go to this magazine, and it's a giant ad. And they got Ambilify that you take for the other mental problems. You take the Ambilify for the mental problems the other chlorine, fluoride-based drugs cause you. And of course, they're making everyone mentally ill. They're listing everybody as mentally ill. Their own internal New Freedom Initiatives, 2005 documents, Associated Press, WorldNet Daily, Reuters, you can pull them up. When their own members blew the whistle in the Ohio board meetings for the national rollout of the New Freedom Initiative, they said, which the president got passed, that we've got 20% of school kids on drugs. Our goal is to put 50% in the next phase, and then after that, 75%. When the government has foster children in their clutches, they put 68% national average on them. See, we're all mentally ill. We've all got to be drugged. We've all got to be controlled by the priest class, and they are going to decide what reality is. And this individual at Psychology Today, he kept saying, you think they're trying to kill you. You think they want eugenics. And I said, what are you talking about? Eugenics and psychology are joined at the hip. They came out of the same school. And I would say, would you like me to send you encyclopedia links? Would you like me to give you their own statements? And he would just go, so you really believe this? And I said, may I give you the sources? And he basically said, no. You see, I'm insane. None of this exists.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution.
In the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, you can pull off the mainstream European newspapers telling their public it's a conspiracy theory. There's no plan for a European Union. The European Union does exist. Ladies and gentlemen, it exists in a big, big way. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read in its entirety this story out of Psychology Today. Psychology Today that was dishonest at every level, at every front. And then they were so cheap, they wanted me to supply them a photo. And so I supplied them a photo, and I said, that they could use it. And I guess they graphically made a mistake when they went to print with their computer system, because it stuck my sister's name down on the side of the page at a crooked angle. And so instead of it being underneath the photo, it's way down here at the bottom of the page at a crooked angle. I mean, that just shows how sloppy this is. Because all this is a backdrop for Prozac ads. I'm going to cover some of this on PrisonPlanet.tv today so you can see the article. I mean, they've got this depression drug with a woman who's a wind-up toy. And then when she gets the drug, she's happy. That's the first ad. There's ads on almost every page for psychotropics. And then there's another article in here called One World Order, 911 Didn't Affect Much. And it says One World Order. I mean, all this is, when you talk to these psychologists, because over the years, I've had a few of them call and interview me, they literally think they're like delicate geniuses and they're up above you looking down. And it's really just morons on power trips. That's the ones that believe their own propaganda. Still, more of them are really intelligent and smart and are making money working for the advertising agencies and government on how to lie and manipulate people. And it's very, very sad. Very, very disgusting to see them getting away with things like this. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading this article from Psychology Today. It's a large spread on page 37 into page 38. And it says, Dark Minds, Field Guide to the Conspiracy Theorist. When does incredulity become paranoia? By John Gartner. And again, it was just unspeakable talking to this guy. It's all distortion. It's all lies. He implies in here, and this is how I learned of this today. Mancal Muller goes, hey, have you seen that you're in Psychology Today? And I said, no. And he said, well, we get a lot of magazines here at the radio network he's on. He said, it says you didn't have any friends in high school, that you lied about having friends. And I had so many friends in Rockwall in Dallas where I lived that we literally had to move down here just so I could finish high school. I was in high school 5 years, 3 years, and I came down here, was a straight-A student, and I did keep to myself once I got down here. I mean, I hung out with some of the guys on the football team, and I hung out some with folks. We go camping, and we go lift weights. I mean, I hung out with some of the jocks, and I was already hanging out with mainly college students, and was rock climbing and jet skiing and just so many friends. It was just. But, I mean, it's like a junior high mentality. It's like Alex doesn't have any friends. What do you mean I don't have any friends? It's just insane. Because he wanted the names of my friends and family. He also implies here, like, I don't even have family. Because I wouldn't give him my parents' phone number. My parents would never talk to you. My parents have never been interviewed by the media about me. So, I mean, he just assaults who I am at the very foundation because they have to. They can't face any of the information I put out. He has to come out and accuse me of being a liar when he is a big, fat, stinking liar. And you know you are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In constant sorrow.
I will now read from Psychology Today, the priest class official talking points. These are the people who openly have announced they want to break up families in America on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. We have posted links to scores of government textbooks for psychologists and social workers saying the family's a disease that must be eradicated. This is a group waging war against the order of the species. They believe in a scientific dictatorship. They believe they are remaking humanity in their eyes. The schools of psychology and psychiatry out of Germany and England were completely formed from the marble, from the granite of eugenics and Galton and the rest of them. And that's a fact. And Paul Watson, I want that out of the gates, that this is the ruling class of power-tripping people. Let me tell you, people who are control freaks go to become psychologists. Some people because they have their own psychological problems. Some people because it's interesting. Some people because they want to help folks. The whole Carl Jungian view of Carl Jung from Switzerland. I mean, there is some really powerful, important information there. So I'm not saying all psychologists, all psychiatrists, but from it sprung from German governments, because they had governments at that time, wanting to manipulate and control populations. It was developed in in the last 180 years when the Prussian military said, we want robotic-like soldiers. Kindergarten, psychology, everything. The entire system we live under. And that's mainline history. Hitler called it mind warfare or mind weapons. It's called propaganda. And Edward Bernays wrote a book called Propaganda, bragging about it. Read it. I mean, Edward Bernays' quotes are just so chilling. In fact, I should print some up. I mean, I just scanned over this before I went live on air because I'd kind of forgotten about the interview was done a few months ago. But another big issue here is this is just very shoddy journalism. We probably need to scan this for Paul Watson just to show people. They couldn't even put my sister's name, Marley Jones, they couldn't even put that under the photo caption. They are so slipshod and lazy and stupid in their posing and their pretensions, their preening to be these great godlike experts up on Mount Olympus with their delusions of grandeur, that they couldn't even get that right. You know how I beat the subpoena to go to federal court for some moron who was making threats on my website in the comment section? We just found where the FBI made mistakes in their report. And they couldn't get that right. They couldn't get anything right. Side issue. I just never get over how lazy people on the New World Order's team are. I don't know. The FBI guys that came over here weren't that bad. I'm not trying to bash them. We make mistakes, too. It's just that they make the pretension that they have got all their crap together. We are ragtag here. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. And I'm all about the fact that I'm not perfect and don't have all the answers, and that I'm not some messianic leader. But I had HGNet television here yesterday asking me if I thought I was basically the Messiah. When I say the complete opposite, look in the mirror for the solutions to this tyranny. It doesn't come from leaders. That's in this article. It's in Media Matters. The talking point is that I'm a cult leader. That's what they're going with. Thank God we've tried to build this operation against the New World Order around ideas and a manifesto of liberty and freedom and renaissance. And so it's not going to work. All right, let me go ahead and go through the article. Field Guide to Conspiracy Theorists, Dark Minds. When does incredulity become paranoia? By John Gartner. And I want in this article John Gartner to be near the headline, because when anybody Googles John Gartner's name, other people he's planning to prey on with his deception, I want them to read our article. And Mr. Gartner, from now in time immemorial, when at the top of Google, buddy boy, as long as the architecture of the internet continues to operate this way, with whatever gets the most hits is what's at the top, you are going to be exposed. So also understand, I don't do this vengefully. I do this like putting a buoy up. If I'm out on a boat and I run over some submerged rocks where there's no buoy, I'm going to go back to the Coast Guard, or I'm going to go back to the water, lake police, and I'm going to say, hey, we need to get a buoy out there. And they'll say, thank you, you're right, we'll go check it. And I'm just putting a buoy out, a warning beacon on the internet in cyberspace forever, Gartner, that you are a distorter and a twister and a liar, and you make me sick. You really do. I mean, talking to your foppish self and just the preening and the arrogance in your voice, and you really are a travesty. Here it is. Alex Jones is trying to warn us about an evil syndicate of bankers who control most of the world's governments and stand poised to unite the planet under the totalitarian regime of a new world order. Hey, let's stop right there. I mean, it's all over the news worldwide, more than $50 trillion stolen, $23.7 trillion in 10 months and growing. At current rates, it's probably $27 trillion. We always find out 2 months later the latest numbers. That's double the GDP in the U.S., total over $50 trillion worldwide. They openly wrote the rules to steal the money with derivatives. It's all over congressional hearings. And this guy opens it up when they've announced a new Bank of the World carbon taxes to be paid to the Bank of the World, just like when they gave us the income tax in 1913 to be coupled up like a horse and carriage, like a man and woman, like white on rice, with the Federal Reserve Act. I mean, and so he's still playing the 1950s Edward Bernays game of when they had media domination. Your air war only works when you've got air superiority, dumbass. You don't have air superiority. We get to respond to your lies. But just keep playing that 1950s model, please. That's why we are kicking the living daylights out of you. In the info war, we're stomping your guts out. Because not only can we counter you and your lies, we work harder than you. We're not lazy like you. We have the truth on our side. And as the founder of the Texas Rangers said, somebody in the wrong cannot stand up against somebody in the right who keeps on a-coming. And we aren't going to stop. We don't listen to crap you say anymore. We just analyze how it's a bunch of baloney. I mean, how am I going to analyze this story? The entire thing is a fraud end to end. Alex Jones is trying to warn us about an evil syndicate of bankers who control most of the world's governments and stand poised to unite the planet under their totalitarian reign, a new world order. Now, you notice that, it's all about what I believe and what I'm trying. They're openly, in their own words, in the publication Foreign Affairs of CFR, they say, David Rockefeller in his memoir says, the New World Order is a global government, global governance. I kept telling this guy, I said, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles in the last few months calling for world government. And he said, oh, you're exaggerating. And I said, no, I'm not exaggerating, sir. Call Rob Dew in here. Rob Dew, come in here, because this is coming up. I mean, I need you to come on in here. Rob, in here, I said to him, I said, listen, I've turned down just in the last few weeks 60, 70 interviews, and because I remember at that time, usually we turn down maybe 20, 30 a week, we had turned down just a huge amount because they come in like, it's kind of like when you're out in the middle of nowhere in the countryside and there's a four-way stop and you don't see cars for 30 minutes, then suddenly cars from all sides come. I mean, usually what would you say how many interviews do we normally turn down in a week?
Well, just this morning I had three interview requests for you that I sent them replies back saying, you know, get in touch with us at the end of September because you're finishing the film.
And because
this morning,
and because we've been doing that, it's cut back on them calling.
Yeah.
Because when you say no, you get removed from the system. But this was about 2-3 months ago. Remember that flood
when Obama deception was out and hitting hard and heavy. I mean, I spent most of my day either scheduling interviews for you or telling people we didn't have any time because there's only so much.
Well, he recorded this, and he can put the recording out, but you know. What I said or meant to say was I've just turned down, you know, 50, 60 interviews. I mean, I probably should have said I just turned down 200. I mean, if we were talking about 3-4 months. But see, he says that's my delusion. Doesn't I was telling him on the phone, he said, how many views has Obama deceptions had? And I said, well, you know, at the time, I said, well, one YouTube alone has had 1.5 million roughly. And he started laughing. And I said, well, just Google Obama deception. He started clicking it, and he said, oh, yeah, I do. And he suddenly sounded shook up. It was like, oh my God, they're listening to him. I'm supposed to control everything. I'm supposed to be the only one they listen to. You know, I mean, it's over 20 million when I quit counting.
Right.
On all these different, and they just don't understand it.
Well, there's also a sentence in there. It calls you a part-time filmmaker. How many films have you put out?
I think it's 24.
Yeah. I mean, that's more than one a year. I don't see how that's part time. You know.
No, we produce two films a year, and I'm in scores of films. I consult on films. I'm consulting on a major television show for True TV.
That's what it goes. You know, he says you're part time.
I mean, I was consulted on Scanner Darkly.
Right.
I'm in Scanner Darkly when scenes with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder. But, I mean, again, it's this guy about how they're in control. See, Alex is little. He's nuts. He's a liar. So would you say, Rob, and I know you'll tell me what you really think, to say 50 or 60 I turned down, I think that's actually an understatement.
Since definitely around that time, No, I don't think it's 50 or 60 now that we turned down, but because we're sending them to the end of September. But, you know, we're not doing any interviews right now except to very, very selective people just because of the time issue. You have to have time to work on the film. And the interviews take up time. We had the camera crew here yesterday, you know, from HDNet. And, you know, they were only supposed to do a 30-minute interview.
But the thing is, he creates false deception.
Oh, sure.
And Mancow reading this thought that I've been on the couch with this guy. And that's kind of how I was on the phone with him. I mean, this is insane. I mean, this is a total fabrication.
Well, they used a good picture, at least.
They didn't even look. They put my sister's name down here crooked at the side. They even screwed that up in the computer formatting.
Jeez. Yeah.
I mean, there's no end to these people. Okay, well, listen. I appreciate coming in, because I better get reading or I'll never get to it.
Yep.
We'll go.
Okay, look, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I've just never seen anything like this. I mean, this probably takes the cake for deception. Alex Jones, okay, it goes on. While we might be tempted to dismiss Jones as a nut, the king of conspiracy is a popular radio host. The part-time filmmaker, latest movie, The Obama Deception, in which he argues that Obama is a puppet of the central bankers. He got four times the money that McCain got from the banks, has been viewed millions of times on YouTube. So that's the one thing he got right. When we spoke, Jones ranted for 2 hours about FEMA concentration camps, Halliburton child kidnappers, I mean, that was in the Chicago Tribune, government eugenics programs, and more. When I stopped him to ask for evidence that government is practicing eugenics, he pointed to a national security memorandum. But I found the document to be a bland policy report. I mean, you know, again, I sent him... Or I told Watson to see him, and Watson said he did. All these links to United Nations biological diversity assessments, to Kissinger. Now you got eco-science. All this stuff. I mean, what is he talking about? Jones cherry-picks not just facts but phrases, which once interpreted his way become facts in his mind, says Lewis Black, editor of the Austin Chronicle. This is a guy, Lewis Black, who's always had an obsession with me of lies and deception that are only rivaled by this article. And Lewis Black wrote an editorial in his own paper saying that Centra is not Spanish-owned. And I told Mancow, I said, Centra is Spanish-owned, and it is taking over our roads. And Mancow just said, oh, you say so. You know, I mean, that's how these people work. I mean, it is Spanish-owned, you know? Jones cherry-picked not just facts but phrases, which once interpreted his way become facts in his mind, says Lewis Black, editor of the Austin Chronicle, who knows Jones, a fellow Austin resident. When I confronted Jones with my reading of the report, he became pugnacious, launching into a diatribe against psychologists and agents of social change. Well, I did that the whole time. By the way, that report says that they will use food as a weapon, wars as a weapon, and hold back IMF World Bank funding if they don't reduce their population and their birth rate by 50%. So, I mean, you know, he goes, I don't see that in the report. He's like, I don't see about roadside shows giving people lobotomies with ice picks. I don't believe that. Conspiracy thinking is embraced by a surprisingly large portion of the population. 69% of Americans believe President John F. Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy. 69? What? I mean, give us your poll on that, pal. Give us an asterisk. Give us a poll. I mean, the polls I've seen are 87, 89, 90, 91, 92. I mean, look, I'm sorry. You're not. Your flim-flam doesn't work anymore. A magician's tricks work just fine until you find out they're liars. President John F. Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy, and 42% believe the government is covering up evidence of flying saucers. See, they mix in flying saucers. I'm nothing about that. Well, yeah, because you got all these astronauts saying they saw them, so. Finds Ted Gorzel, a professor of psychology at Rutgers University at Camden. 36% of respondents to the 2006 Scripps News Howard poll at least suspected the U.S. government played a role in 9/11. How about 84% in the New York Times or 83% on CNN? He uses the very least polls he can find. We're all conspiracy theorists to some degree. We're all hardwired to find patterns in our environment, particularly those that might represent a threat to us. And when things go wrong, we find ourselves searching for what or who is behind it. In his 1954 classic, The Paranoid Style. See, they always say this, oh, you need to see pattern. It's scary to you that 19 guys can carry out the attack, so you want it to be the government because that means somebody's in control. Oh, you want to believe. I mean, when the government admits they're doing things, they'll say this. In his 1954 classic, The Paranoid Style, you know what I'm going to do? That's part one of me going over this. I got a bunch of guests coming up. What I'm going to do is, at 12:40, coming up in about 50 minutes, I'm going to just cover this end-to-end and try to do it succinctly because I run out of time with some guests coming up on another subject. Again, labeling. That's what this is. Labeling gun owners, Christians, veterans, basically half the population of the country as terrorists. We got a state representative coming on about this. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Representative Jim Guest on from Missouri and a reporter as well who were in the hearings and at the hearing in Missouri last week dealing with the MIAC report that the feds basically wrote. Government officials have had to step down or have been demoted for going along with it. Again, we told you over a decade ago the feds were listing veterans and gun owners as terrorists and that the entire Homeland Security system, that's right, pre-9/11, Bill Clinton was setting it up, was for the American people. Now it's all admitted, right again. By the way, this chilling article talks about, am I a threat to the president? Am I dangerous? I mean, this is really declaring war on me and implying that I'm sending people out to attack the government. Now, you know, all I call for is peaceful protesting, but to also defend yourself, as you have a right to do. I mean, they really are trying to set me up with this Poplawski thing and all of this. Again, just pray for me, folks. But hey, I do this cheerfully. I wanted to fight the globalist. I wanted to do my best job going up against them, and I'm doing it. Something else we were right about, I remember 5 years ago when I really started hammering gold because I saw the trends, gold was $300 an ounce. It is now $960 and shooting up, and the fall is historically when it just explodes in price. Ted made such big buys in his vaults he's got at the nearby bank in Minnesota that he still has some gold and silver from the joke level prices from when gold was $905 to $911. That was the two different buys he made. We've got him here with us to tell us how much of that he has left and what the new prices are, but gold is $975.90 right now. It's up $18.78, and it was up $10 yesterday. It was up from $955 to $965 yesterday. It's gone from $965 to $975.90. Ted, again, you have a deal here that, well, if people don't check it out for themselves, I don't know how to explain to them that if you bought gold in the market when it was $70 less than it is now, that it's a smart move to get into it.
Well, it sure is, and especially at this particular time, knowing that Bloomberg right now is calling for gold at $1,300, they were right on the mark last time they did that. Here's what we have. Right now I have the Lakota at $19.70. That coin was at that price last time I was on the air with you when gold was down around that 945 level. I've priced them right now. Lakotas right now, if you want to buy them, they're going to be trading at the price of about $21.50. That's because silver shot up over 15 bucks. And I was just talking to Bob Chapman. He says this is definitely a breakout. And I got to say the same thing. Gold has been real resistant at that 945 level. And to see $1,000 an ounce should be a piece of cake. We also have the British sovereigns at 266. We got the francs at 216. You'll have to call for these, but I had a good supply of Chinese pandas. I bought those back when gold was lower. Just a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, Alex, that's what I've been doing this last few weeks here, is trying to buy in all these dips because I knew this was going to happen. Here we are sitting now coming into September. We're at the first of it now, but this is the time that everything breaks loose. Get rid of Labor Day here, and all bets are off. Gold is doing well right now, and if you're smart...
It's doing well. It's got a rocket strapped to its back like Wile E. Coyote. How long can you hold this deal, Ted?
Well, this one's going to be real short. I have the feeling maybe I'll be able to go for the week, but I'm not sure on that. It just depends upon what's going on. This is going to be a short-run deal because gold is up way too much and so is silver.
800-686-2237. Get into small amounts of gold and silver. Get into large amounts. Any amount is great. The brokers are there to answer your question right now at 1-800-686-2237. Give them a call at 800-686-2237. Ted, stay there. I got a few more questions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.